This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I once had a friend who we were talking and she was like, she requires a man to invest in her in order to go on a date with her. And I was like, what? I'm sorry, y'all. Call me what y'all want to call me. Call me a pygmy. Call me Pygmisha. Whatever. I don't care at this point. But I don't understand the concept of someone paying you to go out with you. Yo, party people, it's Ashley of SingleWomanChronicles.com, where being single is a beautiful choice rather than a miserable circumstance. And today, I am giving Lisa Bonet, I am giving Boho Chic, I'm tired because I am. So, and I know y'all are like, this half always tired. I am, because I have not gotten sleep this entire year, and I'm still struggling to find balance and rest. So if anyone knows of a class that I can take so I can learn how to balance life and rest, help me, okay? Please help me, because I am struggling. I am drowning, okay? I'm drowning and I'm struggling, okay? So yeah, I don't know. And I really don't. And every day I realize that I'm single and I have no kids. And I'm like, how do people with families do this? Now, I do think it may be a little easier if you're married because you don't have to take care of everything, right? Like if you have a true partnership, then your husband could cook, help you clean up, walk the dog, things of that nature. Don't have to do grocery shopping every time. You know, it's a partnership. Now, if you add kids to that equation, I don't know what y'all got going on, because that's just a lot. Kids, I don't know how y'all out here taking care of children. Y'all are out here taking care of humans, okay? Pat yourself on the back again this week if you have a human to take care of, because you're doing a great job, okay? You're doing a great job. So today is going to be like a bit of a rant. I really didn't research anything. This is off the top of the dome. Reason being is because I told y'all I'm tired and I took off work today. So I was supposed to take off work for rest. Y'all know I don't know how to rest. I was at the gym, went grocery shopping, meal prepping, dropping stuff off at the Goodwill. I don't know how to sit down. I just don't know how to do that. So yeah, here we are. So first I want to talk about fitness. 35 coming up June 12th, and one of my birthday gifts to myself is to look very good, to lose weight, to get to a certain weight. And I am on a 6-week challenge. And I've been working out 5 days a week. I usually work out 4 days and I've been lifting weights. And my workout has gone from 45 minutes to an hour and a half. So I've been getting up at 5:40. I never thought I'd be the girl that woke up at 5-something to wake up to work out. I just never thought I would be her, but here we are. But I will do this for myself, because at 30 fine, I need to be fine. I need to be a next level of elevated fine. Okay. So, one thing, being healthy is so expensive. It's expensive in time and in money, because I buy my meats from Walmart, because Walmart is just the cheapest as far as grocery shopping, unless you're buying in bulk at Sam's or something. But then I don't like getting my vegetables from Walmart, because here's my theory. I feel like, bear with me here. When they're picking fruit and vegetables, right? Say there's a truck, and when they're grabbing it off, they're putting one bucket for Whole Foods, one bucket for Sprouts, one bucket for Publix, you know, then the little more unripe, cute ones they put for Kroger. But the ones that fall to the side, they do that for Walmart. Because Walmart fruits and veggies are just never quite fresh. They're never quite delectable. They just don't give what needs to be given. So then I go on over to Publix to buy my fruits and vegetables. I spent $70 today on fruits and vegetables. 70 American dollars. I had already spent $105 on meats. I shop weekly. Why is one person that much for healthy meals? Then I gotta sit up here and I chop things up and I have to meal prep. So it's time consuming. It's very ghetto. It's very, very ghetto. And constantly I ask myself, is this the life that I want? Do I want to look a certain way, or should I just settle with how I look now? Because I'm tired of the food costs, of the meal prep, and of the getting up at 5:40 a.m. Actually, the working out is the least. Like, getting up, I'm really cool with that. It's really the meal prep and the price of groceries. Like, I was already, when I wasn't eating super healthy, when I wasn't involving so much fruits, so many fruits and vegetables, I was still spending maybe 110 on average. But then 170, like, bruh, come on. And I'm gonna, if any fitness trainers are listening, I'm gonna give you an idea that's gonna get you some money in your pocket. I have yet to see a maintenance fitness plan, because we do this thing where we lose the weight and then we're like, okay, I lost the weight. So then we start laxing. Then we fall back into old eating habits because we tired, because we don't work so hard to lose the weight and ate all right and spent all the money and spent all the time meal prepping. And then we end up falling off, and then we just get tired of doing all that. So then we fall off and just go back to our old size, right? So then we have to do it all over again. But there's not a plan where it's like, where's the in-between? Because on average, usually if you lose a whole lot of weight, say you lose 20 pounds, usually you're going to gain about 5 back. But 5 is fine. But gaining a 20 back is not. So where is the fitness plan where you can maintain the fitness, right? So it's like, okay, you was working out like a monster, working out an hour and a half, 5 days a week. Now you can cut that down to 50 minutes an hour, and you can work out 4 to 5 times a week instead, and this is how you maintain it. Is that a such thing? Is there a such thing? I'm wondering. I'm asking for a friend. I'm the friend. Because, like, come on, y'all. We have to figure this out. Like, because I can't keep doing this. I need to know how to maintain. So if you are a trainer, comment below. Let me know. I don't know. How do you maintain this stuff? I'm sick of it. Okay, I'm sick of it. Second thing, y'all, I'm back on dating apps. I say apps with an S. I'm on one dating app. I've been on for 24 hours. I'm very proud, because usually I would have deleted it by now. I told y'all I had been off for over a year. And before, when I was on dating apps, it was normally to scratch an itch, like at a moment where I felt lonely or I wanted some attention or I just wanted some companionship. I would hop on there, see what I could find. Whatever. I was never intentional with dating apps. So this go around, I'm being intentional with dating apps. I'm only talking and swiping on people who I feel like they could be a potential spouse, right? So it really goes quickly. And also, it helps that I'm busy, and it also helps that I'm not in a space of like, okay, let's be real. Sometimes you'll get in a space of thirsty, and that's around the time of the lonely window. So if you've never heard me talk about the lonely window, it is that space and time where you've been single for a while, and because it happens often, like it probably happens every 2 to 3 months on your single journey, especially if you're still hopeful for love and you've been out here dating, and you know, you go through this lonely window where you're tired of being single. And you kind of just really want to hang out with somebody, anybody. So these are the times you start laxing your standards. You get a little bit thirsty. So you start to pick at low hanging fruit, and you end up in something that you don't need to be in, right? So I would often go looking during my lonely window. And during a lonely window is your thirsty window. Okay, I'm being nice by calling it a lonely window, but you're a little thirsty. You know, you're a little parched when you in that space. So when you're picking from thirst, you're always going to pick the lowest hanging of the fruits and end up in situations that you do not want to be in. So I am opposite of that. I am very chill right now. I really don't care. I also noticed, I don't know if it's my age, I don't know if it's the maturity, I don't know if it's where I am in my life currently, in my contentment, and in my like true pursuit for real connection and real love, I lose interest really quickly. I've never been that person. Like, I've never been the person that lost interest super fast. But like, I've noticed that. And one of my friends told me that, because she's 42, I think. She said, yeah, as you age, you'll lose interest really quick with like in dating. Somebody can do something and you really, and it's not even on no petty stuff, but like if you notice something, instantly you just like, yeah, I'm off. I'm good. Like, you can literally wake up and like with this person and then go to sleep like, I'm good. So it's just a few things I'm noticing about myself, like as I'm growing and aging, and I'm just like, this is interesting. But yeah, I've only been on this dating app, I'm not gonna tell y'all which one, for a 24 hours. It's been about 24 hours. I've been talking to a few people. There's this one guy, he seems cool, he's a lover of Jesus, so that was good because he brought it up first, so that was great. He seems cool, so hopefully we can get off the app. That's the hard part, getting off the app. I've already been asked on 2 dates, but I don't know if I like these fools. So me, I have to talk on the phone and FaceTime with you before I go on a date with you, because let me tell you something, what you're not finna do is catfish me, but you're also not about to bore me to death. So I need to know if you can hold a conversation. If you cannot hold a conversation, what are we going on a date for? For what? What we gonna talk about besides nothing? I'm not gonna stare in your face. I got my social calendar be booked and busy. I'm not gonna waste my time if you're boring. No, I'm not. So yeah, that, if for anybody who, you know, if y'all over dating apps, I get it. But yeah, I'm just coming back in the field. I'm just seeing what's up, seeing what's out there. It's a lot of fine guys. I noticed that too. It's a lot of very attractive men on here, but I think I'm impressed, but also intrigued by how my mind is working now, because I've been swiping left on a lot of attractive people, on a lot of people who dress nice, on a lot of people with tattoos. Cause it's just like, yeah, but your profile looks like, you look like you're gonna waste my time, or you look like you are a slut. I know that's sad, but it's just like certain pictures just give like I'm a playboy, and like certain things in your bio, I'm really reading bios and stuff, like I'm really paying attention, I'm being very intentional. I'm like, what are you looking for in a woman? What are you looking for on here? Why are you on here? What do you want from me? Like, what's up? I don't have time. I gotta get down to the nitty-gritty. I don't have time. So today's topic, last thing, for real, I told y'all I'm gonna be ranting today. Last thing, I want to talk about Tubi. So I just finished watching the Tubi movie, and I noticed something about Tubi. There's a pattern here. So the elite movies on Tubi are the Tubi originals. These are the movies that literally say Tubi originals. It's kind of like a Lifetime movie, but black. Black Lifetime movies are mostly Tubi originals. So they are really good. Most of the time, you can stand the storyline. The acting is good, unless Erica Mena is in it. And like, yeah, it's like, it's good, right? But then you have the Tubi Premium. So there's the Tubi Elite, which is the Tubi originals. Then you have the Premium, which are like the people who submit their own things, but you start to kind of see these actors in Tubi movies. They're not Tubi originals, but these are like Tubi actors. Like, you're very familiar with these people and you see them in a whole bunch of things. And I wish I knew the production company, but it's a common production company, because I think they like produce the Dirty D or something like that. But those are the premiums. So you can expect decent acting, a decent storyline, and you can expect good quality, good video quality, et cetera, et cetera. I was laughing because, like, I noticed in these movies that a few things are going to happen. I don't know who's writing, but somebody's scoring is behind the scenes, because every single movie, somebody's friend sleeping with somebody's man. Every single movie. I don't know what they got going on in the premium, but, like, every movie, somebody man sleeping with somebody's friend. Like, what's going on? Why? What happened? I don't know if y'all noticed that. That was just something random I want to throw out there. I want to ask y'all, like, do y'all watch Tubi? And if you do, have you noticed that pattern in the Tubi Premium? Not the Tubi Elite, the Tubi Premium movies. Y'all know what I'm talking about. The people who be in, like, Plug Love, who be in, like, I just watched Don't Look Back, like that kind of stuff. You kind of notice there's a pattern, like the friend always sleeping with somebody, man. I just noticed that. All right, cool. So today we are going to talk about needs versus desires. The reason I talk about this, because shout out to, I told y'all I am ranting today. I ain't got nothing written down. I'm not prepared. I'm doing it. Okay. I'm here. I'm showing up for you guys. One of my people, one of my followers, subscribers, listeners, viewers, asked me to do this. So shout out to her. I'm trying to pull up her name. Her name is Miss Ivy Lee. Shout out to her. She said, great video. I would have loved if you had made a distinction between what is a true need and a strong desire urge in dating. And this came from the Stop Starving Your Needs video from last week. And I said, oh, that would be a great topic to decipher between dating wants and dating needs, because I feel like in today's data sphere, especially on social media, mainly on social media, it's all about these very.
There's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation, but the clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world you stay you wherever you go. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Shallow qualities that don't make or break a relationship. He has to be this, like they ask, how much money do you make? How tall are you? What's your sign? All of these little shallow things that don't matter. They don't make a long-term relationship. Like it's just so trivial. I think that's the word for it. It's so basic. And it's just like, how old are we? What high school do we go to? Because when are we, it makes me think of the Bible when it says, eventually you're going to have to stop being on spiritual milk. You got to eat some spiritual food. Like we got to get deeper than that. And so today I just really wanted to discuss needs and wants. Now, sidebar, but it all ties into it. I was listening to Pastor Darius Daniels, and yesterday he was like really going in, and he was talking about standards and goals. So hold on, y'all. I gotta find it. I told y'all I'm not prepared today. I'm sorry. So he said, he was talking about how often we feel like our standards are what we want. And he said, our standards are not what we want. It's the least we're willing to accept. I'm going to say that again. Our standards are not what we want. It's the least we're willing to accept. So for example, say you want someone who talks to you throughout the day, who communicates daily and has quality communication. That's what you want. But you met this person who texts you every single day. They text you good morning and good night, what you're doing throughout the day, but you don't have that quality conversation. Now, are they meeting your standard? Because your standard could be just daily communication, but your want could be this one thing, right? So as long as someone's hitting your standard, you're good. But they might not be hitting your wants. You can work towards those wants, but as long as they're hitting your standards, right? I think oftentimes we go so extreme because we're only looking at what we really want and we don't even think about the base level, because you can work up to that. Because as we know, men, when they're dating, they start from zero. Women, on the other hand, we usually start from 100. We jump in. Oh my God, I love Lil Ray Ray. He's dope. I love him so much. I'm already picking out our like colors for our wedding and everything, but Ray Ray is starting from zero. So he might not hit you up all the time, but as he gets to know you, he may want that more. So we have to understand what our wants are versus what our standards are, right? But the standards are important because, again, it's the least you're willing to accept. So if someone's falling beneath your standards, you're basically telling them what your standard is. Because you can say, okay, I only date men who are who take me out on dates. But if a guy is like, hey, meet me at my crib on the first date, and you meet him, you just let him know your standard is she'll come to the crib. So now you see what I mean? Like, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm wiping my nose on camera. I told y'all I'm not prepared. My allergies, they everywhere. I took my allergy meds. I don't know what's going on. But I'm here. Anyway, so you're showing people what your standards are by how you allow them to treat you and what you're willing to accept. So keep that in mind. Back to needs versus wants and desires. So let's define the two, because we really gotta understand definitions of things in order for us to understand some things. So a want is a desire. It is, yeah, that's basically what it is. It's something you wish for. A want is something you wish for. A need, hold on, let's see. It's something that is required or essential for life, right? Okay. So when you think about a relationship, I feel like you must understand yourself 100%. You must understand, even if it's not 100%, because sometimes we learn new stuff about ourselves every single day. But in order to assess the needs of a relationship for you, because everyone has different needs, right? In order for you to assess what you need in a relationship, you must first assess yourself. What do you need? What are your triggers? What are the things that make you laugh? What are the things that make you cry? So you have to ask yourself these questions, because the type of partner you need are going to depend on the answers to those questions, right? So for example, me, I'm the type of person where I'm triggered by lack of communication. So I need someone in a relationship who's going to make me feel safe. And in order for me to feel safe, I'm going to need someone who is a consistent communicator. Now, a consistent communicator means how you start is how we end. Meaning if you begin with me texting me every single day, we're texting throughout the day, unless you get super busy, you're still keeping that same consistency. That makes me feel safe. But if you start out texting me every day and then 1 week you're sporadic, it's every other day, and then the next week it's on again and it's daily. Hey, you got me on a roller coaster. I can't do it. I can't do it. Even if we start off like you text me on a Monday and you might not text me on a Thursday, and then you text me again on Sunday, I'm actually cool with that. If we cool, because I can't do that in a relationship, but that's consistency. Okay. You see what I mean? So for me, I know that is a need. That's not everybody's need. I once had a friend who we were talking and she was like, she requires a man to invest in her in order to go on a date with her. And I was like, what? I'm sorry, y'all. Call me what y'all want to call me. Call me a pygmy. Call me Pygmisha. Whatever. I don't care at this point. But I don't understand the concept of someone paying you to go out with you. Are you an escort? Because that's what escorts do. I feel like when you want to go on a date with someone, that's when two mutual people decide that we like each other enough to go out together. So when you find yourself saying, I need someone to invest in me, I know you've been on TikTok and social media too long. I just feel like you've been on there too long, because why would you need someone to invest in you to go out with you? Like, that doesn't make sense to me, because that's what an escort is. You're not an escort, sweetie. So let's stop that conversation. So when she said it, I'm just like, what do you mean? And she's just like, I'm tired of men coming to my life and me investing in them emotionally and mentally and them not investing in me at all. And I'm always feeling like I'm depleted when I leave the situation. And I said, well, it doesn't sound like you need someone to invest in you up front. It sounds like you need support. It sounds like you have been hurt. And so your defense mechanism is to require someone to pay for the past by investing in you in upfront, when really you just need a supportive man. And a supportive man may not be a man who's going to say, hey, I'm going to send you $200 to invest in your business because I met you on Monday and now it's Tuesday. And that may not be the supportive man, but he could ask you how your day is. What's your business? How this is going? Like, oh, I'm rooting for you. Have you tried this? He could toss you ideas. Like, that's support, right? So a lot of times we think we need certain things, but we don't. Sometimes it's just like our defense mechanism. That's why we got to understand our hurts. We got to understand our hurdles. We got to understand certain things about ourselves so we can understand what our needs are. So our needs in relationships are things that will make a relationship last long term. Think communication. Think forgiveness. Think empathy. Think reciprocation. Think support. These are things that make a relationship thrive, okay? Now, when you're talking about he got to make this much money, okay, yes, we need money to survive, right? But any married couple that you come into contact with will tell you that marriage is never 50-50. Sometimes marriage is 80-20. Sometimes marriage is 10-90. Sometimes marriage is 30-70. Because, for example, you can go into a relationship and your husband can be the breadwinner. He can be making six figures, well into the six figures. You be a stay-at-home, whatever, right? And then suddenly life happens. Maybe he gets sick and he can't work anymore. So now you have to start working. So y'all living on his savings. Now you done got a new job and now you're making 50, 60,000 a year, but now you're the breadwinner. Now you're giving way more than he was giving. Because I said that to say it doesn't really matter as much about who makes what. It's about partnership. That's what it's about. Because for it to be balanced, because I don't know why we think it's supposed to just be like this perfect balance. No, because one day you may wake up and you can give 100%. Your person may not be able to give that because you got to think when you're in a marriage, y'all going to go through so much. Y'all going to lose parents. Y'all going to lose friends. Jobs are going to be lost. Kids are going to be had. Postpartum might be had. Like all of these things, right? So you have to understand like that whole conversation about how tall somebody is, that man height ain't holding y'all relationship together. I'm sorry, it's not. What kind of car he drive, it's not holding y'all relationship together. Like, it's not. Even someone who is, like, super romantic, who can take you on, like, these extravagant trips, you can, you know, see online and social media and stuff. I'm sorry, newsflash, that also is not a necessity. Now, that is a want. I want that. I want to be taken on extravagant trips. But if someone is mindful enough to be like, let me just plan something in the city, we can have a staycation because we both busy, but I'm going to be intentional enough to take my lady out on a date every week or doing that kind of stuff. Like the intentionality, the romance, that's a necessity because you want to keep the fire burning. You don't want your relationship to become mundane. You don't want it to become like y'all are just roommates. But all of that extravagance, that's not a necessity, right? So you really have to think about things that make your relationship last long term. And I feel like too much in this social media atmosphere that is not real life, that is really only like 10% of the picture, we're getting so caught up on what these people are saying that they need. And it's not actually a need. It's just a desire and a want. It's not. Because let me tell you something. I had to be real, real with myself one time, right? Back in the day when I was in my early 20s, I used to want to date guys with nice cars. I used to want to date guys who were like celebrities or famous or like high in status because one, I didn't have a nice car at the time. And then two, I felt like I was insecure at the time. So I felt like if I dated someone with status, that would make me of status as well. So I was looking for that for validation, right? So in my mind, that was a need for me. I need him to have a nice car. I need him to be popular in the city. But now, baby, I have a nice car. So I don't need nobody with a nice car. Like, if you pull up with a hoopty, but you're like, oh, it's paid for. I'm like, all right, cool, whatever. I don't, whatever. Like, that. Of course, I would want someone to have nice things, but it's not a necessity. You know what I mean? If he has a plan of what he got going on, that's cool. That's fine. As far as status, baby, give me a little nerd. Give me a geek. If there's a geek on here listening and you love Jesus and you like to go out to like sports events and festivals and you just like to have fun, but you real chill and you got 30 followers on Instagram, holla at me. I love that. That is wonderful. That is wonderful, like Medea said. That's wonderful. But you have to understand who you are, what makes you tick, what makes you smile, what is a necessity for you for a long-term relationship. And a lot of times you can really look at this and evaluate this by your friendships. Like, the longest friends you have, ask yourself, what qualities do they have that have helped our relationship grow as long, lasted as long as it has lasted, right? I know for me, I can say my best friend is loyal, like super loyal. I can tell her anything. And even if I feel like she wants to judge me, she won't judge me in that moment because she's understanding and she's empathetic. That is huge. She's emotionally intelligent. She listens to me. She is very supportive. She asks what I got going on all the time. She is forgiving. And we like to spend time together. Like, we like to hang out. We vibe. Like, that thing. But we also give each other space when we need it. So ask yourself those kinds of things, and that'll decipher what your needs and wants are. Hopefully this helps, because I didn't want to do a video where it's like, okay, these are what you need and this is what you need, because everyone's needs are different. What I need in a relationship may not be what you need. I had a friend, like, she was saying she doesn't need to talk to her romantic partner every single day. And I looked at her like she had two heads, because I'm like, what? Because I saw that like as a trend on social media, like, I don't need to talk to you every day. And I'm like, but I do need to talk to you every day. And that's just a necessity for me. So it's okay. What I need may not be what you need, and that's A-okay. So I wanted to break it down because I want y'all to understand that it's just about what is essential in making a relationship last. That's how you know what's a need versus a want. We all want somebody fine. We all want somebody tall. We all love dude who tatted up. You know what I mean? We all want somebody who has nice things, can take you nice places, but is that really a necessity, right? No, it's really not. But the things that matter most of the time are the internal things, the characteristic things. Those are the things that make a relationship last, not the external things. So remember that when you're out here dating in these streets, okay? Well, if you haven't liked or commented or shared, I don't know what y'all doing. Go ahead and do all that. But also subscribe to my YouTube channel. And if you would be nice enough to leave me 5 stars on Amazon Music, on Spotify, and on Apple Podcasts, go ahead and leave me 5 stars. If you ain't gonna leave me 5 stars, don't leave me no stars, because I don't need y'all messing up my perfect score, okay? Okay. All right. Until next time. Bye.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.